Well, good day to you and welcome to Bush Talk. I am Damien McDear. Welcome back to our series of radio magazines as we continue our journey that should have you seriously thinking about getting involved in things environment. For the next 15 minutes, we will hear music and features that will sure to entertain and educate you. Special hello to all of our farmers and firefighters listening. Not very often we discuss the two professions in the same breath, but after the next few minutes, you will change your mind. We have to take control of what happens to our environment. We have to feel a sense of pride for this place we call home. So stay tuned as we continue our journey, starting with no other than our own brother, Erasto.
Fire oh, fire oh, fire any mountain run. Fire oh, fire oh, fire any mountain run. Fire any mountain run, 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 fire any mountain run. Fire any mountain run, 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 fire any mountain run. Watch, 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 watch over the fire any mountain run. Fire any mountain, watch over the fire any mountain run. Fire oh, fire oh, fire any mountain run. Fire oh, fire oh, fire any mountain run. Crops gone, animal gone, fire any mountain run. Birds gone, trees gone, fire any mountain run. Houses gone, all gone, fire any mountain run. Run, 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 fire oh, fire any mountain run. Fire any mountain run, 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 fire any mountain run. Fire any mountain run, 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 fire any mountain run. Crops gone, trees gone, fire any mountain run. Houses gone, homes gone, fire any mountain run. Run, 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 oh, fire any mountain run. Run, 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 oh, fire any mountain run.
Julie, words of inspiration, Erasto. Let us now listen to our mini-series, Bush Melee.
Luckily, it wasn't broken. Just leave it like this for the next few weeks. Now, you know, Mavis, try and stay off your feet.
A little spray in you have there, auntie?
So, Mr. Tazo, you recover so much you want to joke with your old auntie. Boy, I am so happy to see you up. I was so worried about you, my child.
Aunt Tazo, my son tells me you have been missing from school for quite a while.
That boy, his head just hard. He much prefers running around the forest. They should have called him Tarzan instead.
Nurse Pat, I don't really like school, you know.
Don't worry, he ain't a girlfriend yet, eh? By the way, where my hero Brian? My. I ain't understand how you all end up together.
You don't ever give up?
Anyhow, I've been hearing about the ad for the community caravan. I really like the idea.
Yeah, it will be good. Quite a few organizations like the forestry and national parks will be there giving information, etc. And Tazo, I expect to see you there.
I'm not sure. With this bad foot?
Shh! It's on bus we go in. You need rest.
Well, the way they're destroying the forest, I would have a long rest because I can't get what I want.
And it's going to get worse if we don't do something now. So we have to make our voices heard.
And I am sure Brian would not miss that.
Girl, you're not giving up, eh?
The man saved my life, Pat. Even if you married to his boss, I sure the man still have it. You would see. Jamana.
Pour me another one, man.
Retiring tonight, boy Selwyn.
Salty? Boy, I tell you, I had a good mind to do something with that Reginald, you know. That man killed my dog.
That is one character, you know. I know that boy from since the man was a little boy. But that boy just keep making his sister's life miserable.
Look, there was a fire up there, you know. And I sure bet it's he who started.
It's people like him who think all bush and forest is there to do what they want.
You see, I'm not asking for much, you know, Salty. I'm just trying to do my best to survive. You see me? I respect the forest. is past we passing through. I'm not looking for no big money or anything.
Mano, I hear the government thinking about doing something about those people who live in on them lands, you know, who don't have no papers.
Well, I have papers. I have papers. I have dog. I have nothing.
Well, so what happened to the dog, man?
Poopsy was a good dog, you know. He was there with me at all times. He was good at getting the manicure, eh? That dog was my good friend in authority. Not like them hypocrites who today, they with you, and tomorrow they gone.
And Papa Joe kill it?
Yes, man. He killed Poopsy. He bring them wild animals and corner Poopsy.
What a shame.
I hear he feeding them dogs raw meat and pepper.
Oh my God. But Selwyn, I will tell you something about that boy Reginald, you know. But you must promise me you will not repeat it to our soul. You promise? Jamana.
What on earth are you doing here? Mr. Quashen isn't here right now, and besides...
I know he isn't here. I was just in the neighborhood and thought it good, you know, to pass by to find out how Mavis and Tarzo are doing.
So why didn't you go to her house?
Are you so mad to see a friend? You're looking real good as usual. Anyway, I just wanted to check on you and see how the plans for the caravan coming.
Things coming, okay. We have the buses, snacks, relevant permissions, etc. All taken care of. I hope forestry is ready, you know.
You could tell that to your boss.
He is your boss, not mine. He's my husband.
You know, I get jealous every time you say that, you know, girl. If only you knew what
to... I don't know. I don't want to know.
You really can give a man a hard time, eh, girl? After all those years of loving and caring...
How many times do I have to tell you not to talk like that? Now, just tell me you guys are ready for the caravan. Are they?
We always ready. I hope your people can mobilize the community.
Well, we're doing our best. We're doing the best we can. Sometimes too many people waiting on government to do things for them. I hope they show up this time.
Yeah, but tell me something, Pat. Do you ever think about me?
Do you really want to hear what I'm thinking about right now?
Well, hold it. Whatever it is. Wait, look. I see a brother gone in the back there. He and me have a serious clash coming.
Jamana. Brian was played by Martin Quashi.
Selwyn was played by Pedro Brown.
Pat was played by Charlene Rodriguez.
Tarzo was played by Karen Brown.
Reginald was played by Sklatchy Cupid.
The shopkeeper was played by Kevin Rodriguez.
Mavis was played by Lavon Phillips.
Oh boy, can't miss the next episode. Ting's hot. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get my child. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is true. No time to wallow in the mud. And now we get only known. And our love become a funeral fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitate is true. No time. Mr. Fitzgerald Providence is of the Forestry Department, and he tells us the importance of bushfire issues here in St. Vincent.
Bushfires is an important issue, especially during the dry season, where we have several fires occurring depending on the intensity of the season that could do damage to both the land and also to private property. The main causes, you know, of bushfires is careless farmers who allow, as they clear the land, the fire gets away from them. Also hunting, where persons light the fire so that they can flush out the animals. And the final one, which is our main concern, is mischievous persons just wanting to see a fire burn, so they light the bush for the fire. In terms of the short-term impact is that it destroys the vegetation immediately, which is provides habitat from small insects right up to reptiles and other animals that live in the bush area. In terms of long-term, the fires in the bush sterilizes the soil, removes the humus layer on the soil, which makes the soil more vulnerable to erosion, and also the soil can contaminate our streams and other waterways. Another long-term effect is the biodiversity would take some time to get back to where it was, in that the animals and plants also, after a fire, they are dead, or some are close to dying, and what they have to do is respond and resilient themselves back. What I would like to say, that one of the best things we can do, we can be neighborly to each other and to our environment, in that we don't burn fires carelessly. If we have to clear land for farming, we make sure we control the fire with fire traces. Also, we need to be always on the lookout for persons who may start a fire maliciously or carelessly, and either call the authorities, or if we can, you know, ability to out that small fire on the side of the road before it spreads, we should try to do that. So we must be good stewards of our neighborhoods and also of our environment. Well, I know under the agricultural laws, you are specific into when you can burn any bush material. And this is between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. There should not be any burning after 6 in the evening or before 6 in the morning. So in terms of our legislation, because bushfires also impacts on our biodiversity, we have to be mindful that it's destroying vegetation, and you can be charged in terms of deforestation. So these are the laws that bushfires would fall under.
Thank you, Mr. Providence. It's time for your voice to be heard. What do you think of when you hear the term environment?
Trees, wildlife, water, lumber, oxygen, soil, food, medicine.
I think about life, think about sustainability and God's creation.
Oh, I can't believe our time is up. Wow. Be careful how you use fire. We need to get involved. Don't ignore that smoke in the distance. Participate when called upon, especially when it comes to stamping out forest fires. Do we need armed forces to watch over us in order to protect these wonderful treasures? I say no. Let's do something today. Call forestry. Call national parks. Get involved. After all, it's our responsibility. Tune in next time for more Bush Talk with me, Damien McTeer, on this radio station. Be good and Godspeed.